Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 11th of December. Today we get US consumer price inflation data for November. These numbers are a mess, basically. A quarter of the data is a fantasy price for housing that nobody ever pays. The growth of income inequality in the United States in recent years means that the headline inflation number is less and less representative of the experience of the median consumer. And relative price changes mean that the overall picture of inflation pressures can be blurred by weird anomalies. Moreover, with the threat of consumer taxes from the incoming US administration and with the likelihood of second-round effects from those taxes, there is a potential structural break in inflation ahead. It's also worth reiterating that consumers' inflation expectations have become more and more divorced from reality. In the past month, consumer inflation expectations have completely collapsed for Republicans and have soared for Democrats. Politics, not perception, is driving this. On the headline numbers today, the market consensus is for a very slight increase in the year-on-year headline rate and a stable core year-on-year rate. Beneath the headlines, in the past 2 months, almost half of US metropolitan areas have had inflation below 2.5%. If inflation is measured the European way, which ignores the fantasy housing measure, inflation has been below 2% for 6 months. These measures are not cherry-picking numbers to create a lower figure. They really matter. These figures are a better reflection of the inflation reality for most US households. And the inflation reality has been below 2% inflation. It also means that the real average earnings numbers published today can be ignored as they use an unreal inflation experience. The lower actual inflation experience means that the spending power of those households is better than the headline consumer price inflation is suggesting. This is why the US consumer has continued to be so supportive of the US economy, and it's why the foundations of US growth are relatively firm as we enter 2025. Japan had higher producer price inflation in November with some upward revisions to the October numbers. The price increases were focused on agricultural products and utilities, so that's not necessarily indicative of widespread pricing pressure. The manufacturing sector had lower inflation across pretty much all of its components. And indeed, this was the second lowest manufacturing sector producer price inflation rate since the first quarter of 2021. It is a reminder that while the Bank of Japan will probably look to raise rates next year, the pace of rate increases is likely to be very carefully considered. There are newswire reports that China may consider allowing the renminbi to weaken in 2025. If this were to happen, it should not be assumed that this would necessarily change the impact of trade taxes in the United States. China's exports to the United States are nearly all invoiced in dollars. When China weakened the renminbi in 2018, there was no discernible shift in export price trends to the United States in 2019. Export prices did decline, but China's export prices tend to decline because of the sorts of products that China sells. A weaker currency would allow exporters to potentially increase profits on whatever goods they do sell to the US if they are pricing to market. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.